You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We are back at the Sideshow Network.
That's right.
Where it all began. Me, Sean's here, Mr. Loud himself, as well as the Greg Wilson.
Yeah, is back. Sorry, guys.
No, fuck sorry, guys. We're back.
We're back.
Jake and Marina will be back next week, but actually the week after next week. They both have fights next week.
That's so cool, man. I love that Marina's fighting. I'm so excited about this.
I'm going to be there at Invicta next week.
I want to go. I really
right, right
go.
Before my show, I'm going to her show, basically. Today we have Makwan Amirkani on the show, who's Kurdish and Finnish, coming off two huge wins, as well as Chris Hold It Down Holdsworth, undefeated guy, won the Ultimate Fighter. Don't forget about this guy. I want to thank our sponsors, okay? American Icon Autographs. Their website is www.aiase.com. They have the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. Sean is a great guy, okay? Sean, who runs it, they got signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE. I know our Sean loves that. Baseball, football, movies, and everything in between. Past signings have included Hulk Hogan, Cheech and Chong, Dan Henderson, Burt Reynolds, Ernie Banks, Marcus Allen, and more. Check them out. Go to their events, AIASE.com. As well as Remove It Restoration. Has your storefront business been vandalized with graffiti? Have gang members destroyed your place? Call the professionals at RemoveItRestoration.com. They remove graffiti, etch windows, get your business back to brand new for a fraction of the cost. Your business image is very important. Don't leave it in the hands of the amateurs. Go to Remove It Restoration at 1-888-424-9697. Eric's the guy. He is the man. Go to removeitrestoration.com. As well as our third sponsor, HempCore. 100% hemp protein. HempCoreStore.com. H-E-M-P-C-O-R-S-T-O-R-E.com.
I spent 2 years abroad with the HempCore.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm telling you, I've been taking HempCore. I feel amazing. Girls want the D. Back again. I'm telling you, it's amazing. They support fighters all over North America. Visit HempCoreStore.com. Use Adam. I should say MMA Roasted. You get 15% off. Canadian money. You'll save money. Trust me, guys. HempCore Store. So we're back. We're back at the Sideshow Network.
I wish your sponsors could see the passion you put into it physically. Like, I know you can hear it. It sounds like he's into it. But I wish you could see it because, like, he's got his arms raised. He's pointing to the sky. He's calling his shot. He's into it.
I'm just happy to be back at Sideshow,
man.
It's
great to see your energy.
I'm happy. But we're going to do it 2 days a week now, which is great. I mean, the guys at Fox were very nice to me, but it was something about, you know, we're getting it up the next day, that day or the next day, which is so much better, I think, for the fans because there is it's a very timely thing. You know, like, for example, this week's thing, we did the podcast Monday, it came out Wednesday. By that time, Chad Mendez was in, Aldo was out.
Oh, so that has happened?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Chad Mendez is fighting Conor McGregor instead of Jose Aldo.
Because they had just released the statement saying that it wasn't a broken rib, it was a rib,
it was a fractured rib. Aldo pulled out. I don't blame the guy. I guess he got caught with a spinning heel, backwards heel kick in practice. Dana's flipping out. This is the sixth time Aldo's pulled out of a fight. But look, man.
Well, yeah, and they're saying this is now for the interim championship.
For the interim.
So he loses his belt by not showing up to this, basically.
He keeps his belt because it's an interim belt. Whoever wins then fights him for the belt. Kind of like what happened with Cain Velasquez and Verdum. Look, I mean, if he did fracture his rib, you got to sit out. At the same time, this whole thing has been fishy. There's been guys that showed up to this to drug test them. They kicked them out of their camp. Andre Pendergast, whatever his last name is, his coach saying this might be his last fight with him. There's all kinds of shady stuff going on. The whole thing kind of – it sucks because everyone wanted to see Aldo. Great for Chad Mendez. Look, who do I think wins? I think Mendez has this. I think that Conor has never fought the caliber of wrestler that Chad Mendez is.
Right, and wrestling is the thing that neutralizes everything else.
And Chad Mendez was like, I think he was like a four-time state champ or some kind of ridiculous high school. In college, he took second in the Nationals. He was right there. He was an amazing collegiate wrestler. And the only problem is that Conor McGregor is a very awkward fighter. So,
do you think that has something to do with his background, where he was raised, on the tough Irish streets?
Probably. And probably he's a yes. And who am I talking to right now, by the way?
This is Conor McGregor himself. Wow. I heard you talking, and I thought I better go down there and straighten him out.
Now, how are you going to do against Chad Mendes?
Listen, Chad Mendes thinks he's going to throw me to the floor like a wee little lass. But I'm telling you, no such thing is going to happen.
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to whip his ass like some like cheap old potatoes, okay? He's going to be whipped with butter and served in a ladle. That's what's going to happen to Mr. Mendes.
Now, you said that you were planning on teabagging him during the fight.
That's right. That's because I know he'll enjoy it.
You think? Well, you think
for sure. If you watch his fights, he always throws himself into what he likes to call the North-South. But I'll tell you this, that's nothing but a 69, my friend, Mr. Mendes.
So you're going to teabag Mendes?
Teabag Mendes.
Wow.
And I tell you what, I don't just teabag him, I pick the round. I'm teabagging him in the first 3 minutes of round number two.
You know what's funny is that after Yoel Romero's last fight, he said he supports Jesus, but don't pick gay Jesus. Have you heard that after the fight last Saturday?
Of course I heard it. I was embarrassed for him. There's no such thing as gay Jesus.
I don't think so. Hi, I'm gay Jesus.
Let me tell you something, gay Jesus. You march right back into heaven's closet and you stay there where you belong.
So I heard you want to teabag me?
I'm never teabagging the Lord Jesus. He's my savior, and I'll never teabag the Lord.
Oh, come on. Just a little bit. I want some of those Irish potatoes on my face.
Get behind me, Satan. I've got a huge fate.
Come on, please. Can I please?
Get behind me.
I'll get behind you.
Oh, that's not how I meant.
Oh, Conor.
You're just like that Mendes feller.
Oh, Conor McGregor. Please, take me to your Lucky Charms.
There'll be no Lucky Charms for you. You're not getting on my rainbow.
Come on. I'm gay Jesus. That's what we like to do here.
Wow. All right. So thank you, gay Jesus, for chiming in. And Conor McGregor. That was quite the press conference.
Gosh, no kidding. Those guys.
So, yeah, so...
Conor didn't want her to get gay. Got gay so fast.
Yeah, so I don't know. So Yoel Romero says he didn't mean it by gay Jesus. He said, don't forget Jesus, not don't be for gay Jesus. But he's a very...
He's a little punchy. You gotta give him some room on that.
He's a very thick Cuban accent.
Yeah.
So, anyway, last night I had a great show. I did it at the Improv. It was me, Dane Cook, Chris D'Elia, Daniel Tosh, Kurt Metzger on the show.
So basically, it was the standard Comedy Juice lineup.
Yes.
Plus you.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
no,
that.
No, because I wind up on the exact same lineup
yeah.
plus me.
It's
like Joe Rogan, Dane Cook, Chris D'Elia, and then me. You know? I mean, that's the way it goes. It's always like you know, the big powerhouse guys. And then we're lucky. I mean, if there's one slot available for us, and you got it last night, it must have been amazing. A lot of ass in the crowd.
You know what? Well, not that much ass, but it was one of those things also. But my ex, I've been talking to my ex. My ex-ex.
I was going to say.
We're going way back. Like, my college girlfriend and me have been reconnecting. She lives out here.
That's not and, the Lear.
No, okay. that was Chloe. No, But no, the one before the Lear, the main one. She said, she says we went out for a year. I think it was 3 years. Maybe you just felt.
We went out for a year. I think it was 3 years.
Maybe it just felt
so
like.
She was cheating on you for two.
Or maybe it just, I thought maybe it just felt like 3 years. But, but she's a great girl. You know, I've changed my ways. You know, like I'm really looking for someone.
Oh, boy.
No, I really am looking to settle down. Honestly,
yes, that's how your cycle goes. You go on this like. How long has it been since the last one? Since the last breakup?
Well, no, because the last one I went. Well, the last serious breakup about a year and a half.
Right, and that's what you do. You go on a year and a half bender of just sluts. Like professional sluts, women that are
and then
I think I'm ready for something real. I think I'm gonna, and then you pick some angel, some sweet angel, some fresh, you know, pure as the driven snow, and you bring her into your life, you move in with her, and get tired of her in 3 years.
No, that's not true. The last one had three. No, that's not.
And then 18 months, three, and then 18 months.
I understand. I thank you for the vote of confidence.
I'm just saying that's your pattern.
You could break patterns. Honestly, I'm 37 years old, and I think I'm ready to...
Yeah,
you know.
You're running out of time for sure. Listen, it was at 37 when I was like, okay, I think this product's getting a little old on the shelf.
Yeah,
I better find... And then summer came into my life, and I was just like, I was like, oh, thank God. I was afraid there were going to be no more buses at this stop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. The buses come fewer and farther apart after a while.
So we're going to talk to Chris Holdsworth right now. We're going to give him a call.
Back some MMA.
Talk some MMA. And then we're going to talk about the uniforms that were released last week. Wait to hear about these uniforms. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. They were funny. Talk about my sex life.
As long as they don't mess with the women wearing the tight shorts.
No, you have no idea how much of a disaster this Reebok thing was. Well, I can't wait to tell it to
you.
But first, we're going to call Chris Holdsworth right now. And thank you for listening to the brand new MMA Roasted podcast on Sideshow Network.
Hello?
Is this Chris Holdsworth?
This is him.
You're on the MMA. Yes.
This is him. What's up?
What's up? You're on the MMA Roasted podcast with me and the Greg Wilson, a very funny comedian. How are you? Now, Chris Holdsworth, if you guys forgot, in case you guys forgot, this guy is 6-0. He won the Ultimate Fighter.
Nice.
He's a complete badass, one of the youngest black belts in America at age 21.
And, keep going.
Yes, he.
No, I was kidding.
The guy banged Juliana Pena on the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, nice!
All right, that part I kind of made up, but
dang it,
man! It's been a while. How've you been?
I've been good, man. Just doing my thing, doing lots of comedy, lots of shows, traveling the world. More importantly, how have you been?
I've been good, man. I've been in the gym, just helping all the guys get ready. I don't know if you know, but I've been dealing with some health issues myself this past year. That's why you haven't seen me fight.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You had some concussions that were maybe life threatening or something.
Life, I don't know about life threatening, but definitely taking it serious. Just trying to be smart about the situation and just have longevity in my career. So
what happened exactly?
Just in training, man. Hit my head on the mat one day. Wrestling, and then sparring was the next day. And I took a knee when I was down, and ever since then, that was before the finale. And then I kind of fought through it. Didn't really have too many symptoms, and I jumped right back into camp after that. I think I just went back into hard sparring a little bit too soon, and on a sparring day, just. Same thing. You just probably took too many hard hits. You're training with the best guys in the world. It's a fight. It's a fight every day in there, man. It's a championship fight, and you're going hard. So it was a learning experience, to say the least. And if I can help the next generation, just kind of teach them how to train smarter and not harder, and not spar as much.
So you're sparring. You get hit. You get take a knee. You then go back to your house, and then you're like, man, my head's fucked up. I don't feel well.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I was, nauseous the whole day and kind of, I knew something was wrong. And I was right in the middle of training camp, and, all we know is fighters just kind of grind through things and tough it out. I'll be good the next day if I take a couple of days off. But, I just had symptoms the whole camp, and, I talked to my coaches, and they're like, oh, man, you're going to fuck this guy up real quick, and. I'll talk to some other people and be like, oh, maybe you should think about it. So it put me in a hard situation. I fought anyways, and it was my first time ever going to a decision, and I just felt like maybe I shouldn't have fought. But
yeah, I mean, you fought Chico Camus, Chico Camus, who has a victory over Brad Pickett, who just almost beat the Olympian. Your victory over him is looking really good right now. Actually, it was looking good then. It's looking even better now. So then you go to the doctor. The doctor tells you what?
Yeah. So after the fight, I told the UFC, I still have some. I've been having some symptoms from the concussion, and probably the fight made it worse. Just going through that camp, not taking the time off. So. Just told me I was, suffering from post-concussion syndrome, and to take 2 weeks off and come back, and it's pretty much the same when I came back, and I just had to take time off. And the biggest thing for me, man, was just accepting the fact that I was injured and I had to take the necessary time to heal myself. It's been a journey, man. Like this whole year, I thought I was feeling better. I got back into training. I had a little setback. So it's just been one of those things. It's been kind of learning how to deal with it and just taking my time on the recovery.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're young. You're really young. I was doing some research about you, man. You've had some life. Your father was a martial artist, a Vietnam vet. Your mom survived breast cancer. Your grandfather was a Golden Glove boxer. When you were 8 years old, your brother was murdered by gang violence. You got a black belt at his funeral. Then you got your purple belt by Hoist Gracie. Your brown belt by Henner Gracie. Mark Lehman gave you. Go on.
I'm sorry, but blue belt from Hoist, purple belt from Henner, and Heat on at the Gracie Academy, and then I moved to Vegas and got my brown black belt from Mark Lehman.
I mean, you've had some life, dude. I mean, for a 21-year-old kid to go through all that, a couple concussions is like a walk in the park for you, man, right?
Yeah, man. That's what I tell myself, dude. It's just like, you know, I've been through a lot, and it always seems like there's an obstacle trying to, you know, hold me back. I feel like injury-wise, if I would have been healthy, you know, my whole time training, I would be champ by now for sure. But that's not the way things happened, and it's not the way things worked out. So I'm just happy to be back in the training and helping the guys get ready for battle. That keeps me motivated. It keeps me in the gym and just helping the teammates, you know, teaching, getting back into teaching and doing what I love and have a passion for. That's what's most important, just being happy, you know.
So have you been clear to fight yet or no?
No, I haven't. I got another appointment in August with a neurologist, but man, I'm actually going to go see a different doctor when I go to Vegas, this Dubler specialist is supposed to like do some different testing. Man, I've been trying to reach out all types of different angles to, you know, to see what's working. But to tell you the truth, man, these neurologists don't do anything for you. You know, I was kind of upset. You know, both times I went to the different neurologist. You know, they make you do a couple baseline tests, but they don't give you anything to, like, as far as rehab. You know, eye exercises, do balance stuff, and all the stuff that I heard that works is great for, like, post-concussion stuff, just getting everything back, you know, to normal, getting everything back firing. So that's where I'm going in Vegas. I'm going to go see this other person and see if that helps, man.
Yeah, well, there was a girl that had something similar to you, right? There's a girl that trained, and she just stopped. And then I hear...
Veronica, yeah, that was a... Yeah, I think she got concussed in her last fight, and she was like, fuck this, you know?
And, well, it's happening in the NFL too. I mean, look what happened to San Francisco. Like, three of their guys just quit.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're like, concussions, sorry. And they have more of a time frame they have to stick to. They have, you know, show up dates that they have to be there for. So they're just like, I'm out.
Well, Chris, whatever happens, man, I mean, just know that you're a champ at life, you know. No matter what you do, you're going to be a champ. Even though you didn't bang Juliana Pena, that totally, like, let me down. Because she teased the fuck out of you. Now, did you just get friend-zoned on that show, or what happened?
Yeah, we're good friends. I got friend-zoned by everyone on the show. It was hard, man. You know, you look back at things, and you're like, man, I should have opened up. I should have banged her, banged this, you know, on the show, or tried a little bit harder. But I was focused on the task at hand. And
right. And you wound up winning the show, and that's the important win.
It paid off. It paid off, right? Yeah.
Now, after you go home, you win the Ultimate Fighter, you get the six-figure contract, you're the man. Are you just getting sack pussy left and right?
Yeah. You know, people are saying that. I wasn't. I was like, man, what's going on? You know, I'm thinking all this pussy is against our enemy, but nope.
Nothing?
You got to work for it, man. You got to work for it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You always got to work for it.
Man. So bad. Man. Is it because, like, you got... Now, I got to ask you. Also, last week we had... 2 weeks ago, we had Cody No Love, your teammate, on the show. And she talked about...
He's also my roommate, if you don't know.
Oh, wow, your roommate. And he talked about going out with Paige VanZant, and who is probably the hottest girl in the history of MMA.
Yeah.
She is beautiful. Now, he says they're not having...
Dude, Cyborg's got her beat. I don't know about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I guess, hey, man, maybe that's why you didn't get laid. So, but Cody No Love is getting no love, literally. He's saying that him and Paige are good Christians, and they're not having sex till marriage. Can you confirm this?
Cody No Love is Cody All Love.
Oh, okay. So he is. So that was complete bullshit.
Oh, I don't know. What did he say?
He said that he...
They are big Christians and stuff, so, like, I don't know.
He says that she's...
He hasn't put on He hasn't told me anything yet.
He said that she's, yeah, right, your roommates and you're
not
like.
You don't hear him banging or nothing?
You're not like smelling his fingers or anything?
Let me get a whiff.
So he's saying that they're both holding out.
I'm respecting them, dude.
Oh, come on.
I don't cross those lines.
But then last week we had, what's his name? We had Touchy Feely on, who he said he dated Paige before Cody No Love. But they only hung out.
Yeah, did he really?
Yeah, he said they hung out a little bit, but it didn't work out between them. But he wishes them nothing. Now, what's kind of weird love triangles going on there at Team Alpha Male? Give us a scoop.
Tell you the truth, I don't know, man. Whatever makes you happy, I'm all for it. So if you dating this person, if you're happy with them, go ahead and do your thing.
Well, how come you didn't get in there, bro?
Maybe he's next.
Are you next?
You never know, man. You never know.
You never know. One morning she could get up for orange juice and stumble into the wrong room.
I think Cody's wifing her up, so we'll see. I think she's off limits.
Now your teammate Chad Mendez is fighting for the title. He's fighting Conor McGregor. Are you help getting him ready for
crazy,
that?
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. The crazy turnaround of things, just like, you know, that was going to be the biggest fight of the year, biggest fight, you know, put so much money into the advertisement, you know, for that fight and all that, and for the last minute change and, you know, for Chad to get the opportunity. Chad, when Chad beats Conor, I'm going to be in awe. I'm just going to be like, fuck, man, that's great, you know.
Now,
it's going to be awesome.
So what's your prediction for that fight? Obviously, you think Chad's going to win, but how?
Yeah, I think I think Chad will put his hands on it. He's got to be able to control the distance, of course. You know, everyone knows that Conor's real good with his range and stuff. I feel like Chad will finish him in the fourth round.
Fourth
with like some ground and pound.
Now the hard part, I think, for Chad is going to get a guy to emulate what Conor is going to do in training, because he's so unconventional. He's 6 foot whatever. He's so big for the weight class. How is Chad, who is he sparring with to get ready for Conor?
Yeah, the cool thing about our gym is that we have so many different looks. We have so many different styles, so many different sizes. You know, people coming in from out of town all the time. You know, of course, it's always going to be hard to, you know, emulate someone, you know, their exact style. But, you know, we got students of the game there, people who have studied Conor, you know, big fans of Conor that are, you know, mimicking, you know, his style and whatnot. So we're doing the best we could to throw some stuff at him that, you know, Conor does.
Dude, that'll be the second guy to have the belt, the UFC belt from your gym. Dillashaw is the first. Now we're going to have
great,
Chad.
Yeah.
That's really great, man. I mean, I think Chad's going to do it. I hope he does it. I hope he doesn't get caught with some fucking crazy knee in 10 seconds. I'll be so fucking pissed or something, you know. But I think but Chad is so damn tough. You know, he's so tough. He's so hard to finish, and he just comes at you. And Conor's never faced an All-American wrestler before.
Yeah, that's what we're all saying. It's just like he's never, you know, fought someone like Chad. He's never fought a wrestler like Chad. I mean, we saw what Dennis Seaver did. You know, he took him down a couple times. You know, Chad's just a different animal. I've never, trained or seen someone like Chad. So he's got a gift.
Nice.
He get his hand raised that night, win that belt.
Are you okay, man? You seem kind of sad. Are you all right?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good, dude. I'm waiting yet, and I'm just hungry. We're going to go get some sushi.
Nice.
I get a little edgy when I'm hungry.
Okay. Now are you going to be in fight week next week? Are you going to be in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. I get there Monday. I'll be there the whole week for the guys, you know, helping them whatever they need, and then get some training in and enjoy the fight that weekend.
I have shows on Wednesday and Thursday at the V Theater at Planet Hollywood. I'll hook you up with comps. Do you want to come?
Yeah, for sure, man. I haven't seen you live yet.
Nice.
Last time just didn't work out, so I'd love to come check you out, get some laughs in.
Are we going to hang out afterwards and get some Team Alpha Male tail? Are we going to, like, can I say that I'm part of Team Alpha Male and we just fucking, we just go around finger-banging chicks?
Yeah, get him a T-shirt. Get him a T-shirt.
If that's going to work, if you want to use that pickup line, go right ahead.
I mean, do you guys have groupies at your gym?
Man, I think there's groupies everywhere. And the funny thing about groupies is they always say they're not groupies.
Always. You know what I mean? They always say that.
Because you hear them go, oh, you know, I'm not a fight groupie. But then, you know, she slept with three dudes on the team, you know? So it's kind of like, come on. You ain't gotta lie to me. Like, I haven't heard this before. It's always the same.
Now, I heard that you guys, like, the Team Alpha Male back in the day, they were just, like, running the train on chicks. Honestly, it was like Uriah.
Oh, damn. I don't know about that, man.
You haven't heard about that?
No, I haven't.
I heard, like, I also heard that Uriah Faber gets more tail than anyone, any fighter. Hands
I might have heard something. I might have heard something like that, but I didn't hear about the trade one.
Okay, I just totally made that up. That wasn't true.
Just chumming the waters.
Yeah, just throwing shit out there, see what sticks. Listen,
he'd have been like, "Oh, all the time. We have them right after practice."
Them, man. You gotta throw some stuff out.
Right waiting in the sauna.
Right after practice. That's hilarious. Listen, Chris Holdsworth, man. I'm a fan. Whatever happens, I hope you come back. If you don't, doesn't matter. You're going to succeed. You're going to be great at everything you do. Say hello to your parents. Say hello to your family. And keep up the great work, man.
For sure, man. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care, Chris.
All right, guys.
All right, that was Chris Holdsworth. Nice kid, huh?
Yeah, man.
These guys, you got to feel bad for a kid. 6-0, fucking.
You know what, though? He's doing the right thing and giving himself the amount of time to let his brain heal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he probably shouldn't have gone through with that fight. He probably should have pulled out. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
They're like, go through, battle it out and whatever. You know, but now he's doing the right thing. He's taking whatever time is necessary to get better. Although you can tell he's antsy to get cleared to fight. You can tell. He's like, I'll see a different doctor. Fuck this. I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, when you start seeing different doctors.
You're just looking for a different opinion. You're looking for somebody to say, you're fine, go.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but, I mean, hey, it sounds like it took a lot of time. Let his brain, how much time does it take before it's like, this is healed as it's going to get?
I tell you what he should take. HempCore. It's the ultimate hemp protein. Gluten-free.
I agree with that.
Gluten-free, GMO. Visit HempCoreStore.com. HempCoreStore.com. H-E-M-P-C-O-R Store.com. Also, if gang members have violated, or not violated you, if they've vandalized your business, if your store's front is crazy, removeitrestoration.com. 1-888-424-9697. The guy's a nice guy. He sponsors Roxanne Modafari, other fighters. Great dude, Eric. As well as American Icon Autographs. They also sponsor fighters. Super, super good people right there. Sean Jacoby, AIASE.com. Take your man cave to the next level, people.
Nice.
Next level. We are now going to have our second guest on the show, Makwan Amirkani. He's Kurdish and Finnish, and he's finished his last two fighters.
How long have you been waiting to deliver that little gem?
Years. I've been waiting years. So we're gonna talk to him right
Finally,
now.
Finally, a Finnish fighter. I can say this joke.
Yes. He gets to finish. Well, yes. So we're gonna call him right now, and then
it's an interesting mix. What was it?
Kurdish and Finnish.
Kurdish.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern.
Iran,
and
Iraq,
Finnish,
and,
which is
Turkey,
like the whitest of the white.
Yes.
Very interesting. Hmm. I'm gonna guess the dad's Kurdish. And the mom's a kidnapped victim.
Well, I think that they're both Kurdish, the parents. And they moved, but they moved. Kidnapped victim, is that what you said? why don't you ask her right now?
She got stolen from a resort when she was 9. Raised. Now they've got this kid who's a fighter. This guy's going to kill me.
Let's call him right now.
So,
hey, is this Makwan Amirkani?
King Amir Khan.
Oh, sorry. I had no idea who I was talking to.
Someone throw out the rose petals.
Yes. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
So is it 1 o'clock in the morning in Finland right now?
Yeah, it's nighttime.
It's nighttime. Okay. So now you are on a roll, man. You beat Andy Ogle in 8 seconds. Then you beat Masio Fulon in 1 round. You're killing it, man. Congrats on your last couple fights.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then you...
Not a surprise for me, but...
All hail the king.
Yes. And then you called out Dana White. You actually said, Dana White, where's my bonus?
Yeah, that is true, because they tweeted that I got the bonus, and it's like... It's not a small amount of money to play with, so you can't say to somebody that I will give you 50,000 G's and then you don't give it.
So did you ever get it?
I can't tell you that.
Very secretive. Yeah. Now, I was looking at your thing. So I was looking at some of your background. You're Kurdish and Finnish, right?
Yeah.
Now, is it like a mixed parents, or your parents are both from Kurdish?
Yeah, they are Kurds from Iran.
Kurds from Iran, but they left Iran after the Iran-Iraq war when you were 4 years old. So do you remember any of that?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think I heard something from my mom that my dad, he robbed the Iranian, gun, like, warehouse.
Oh, gun warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we ran away to Iraq, and then I came to this world in Ramadi. It's that city is now owned by ISIS.
Yeah. Right.
And then we were like a couple of years in Altash camp. So I was like only 1 year old when we went to that camp. And we came to Finland when I was 4.5 years old.
So, wow. So you survived that. Your dad robbed a gun store to protect your family.
Yeah.
So then that way you guys were armed. You're living in a camp. I mean, that must have been hell.
Yeah, my dad, I asked from my mom, she said, my dad, every time when he came from war, they gave like a report from radio, and they told always, they didn't say who is dead, they always said who got shot. So my dad was always on that list.
Wow.
So every time when my mom was expecting my dad to come home, she thought my dad is dead, but 11 times. And
So your dad was shot 11 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck 50 Cent.
Yeah, fuck
no
50
kidding.
Cent.
Your dad's like 350.
Fuck, Amir Khani's dad is way more badass than 50
no
Cent.
No kidding. Talk about street cred.
So then
Then you can imagine if my mom, she wasn't that old, and living in a camp with 8 kids, and just a couple years before, she lost my I call him my little brother. I lost my brother, and I can only imagine how hard life has been back then to my mom and my dad.
Yeah, I mean, we are so fortunate here. I'm like, oh, I had a tough day. The 405 was busy.
Yeah.
So then your parents go to Finland, and that must have been like Disneyland for you guys. I mean, you didn't have to get shot every day. Your dad didn't have to get right.
No, not actually, because my mom, she, my sister, and her family, they didn't get the. They couldn't come with us right away, so they were a couple of years in that camp. And when we went to Finland, we didn't had like any clue of what is skinheads.
Oh, wow.
So we went to the one city in Finland where was no foreigners. We were like the first foreign people in that city, and I went to school and everybody were like bald. They
wow.
didn't have hair.
Yeah.
And they had this pilot jacket. And
the whole school.
Like how the skinheads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put clothes on. Exactly. Everyone was like that.
What do they teach? Mein Kampf every day? So then you go to a school, it's all skinheads, and you must have been tortured.
No, actually. Opposite. I thought that this is like a style. So me and my brother, we went to. My mom said, "Hey, You know those jeans that they are wearing? It's like on sale, so I can buy. So she bought everything exactly what the skinheads are wearing, and we were shaving our hair, and then we were also skinheads. So.
Wow! So you're
that's so funny. Good. That just goes to show you, anywhere in the world, kids just want to fit in.
So you're the first Kurdish skinhead. Oh, so then you and your family. So then you guys have Nazi jackets and you have no hair. At what point did you figure out that these guys probably are not the best guys to hang out with?
Actually, my brother, he didn't care. He was fighting like, you know, when in school you have this free time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recess.
Every free time when we went out from the school in the yard, my brother was fighting. And outside of school, wherever, my brother was always fighting. And I was the one who was always quiet. And I didn't do anything bad to anyone. And but my brother, he became a Christian.
Yeah.
And didn't want to harm anybody. And came like he peace and love only. And I became like my brother.
Right. At this point, your brother became this peace and love guy. You became a fighter. And I was reading that you were a Greco and freestyle wrestling champ. Was that in Finland?
Yeah, in Finland.
Now, was that like your dad saying, listen, you have too much aggression. You know, you had a really hard life. Here's a good outlet for you?
No. My dad, he was like a... You know, have you seen any black guys on with the ice playing ice hockey? No.
No.
It's a natural thing to put when we have seen a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
Then wrestling is something that sounds like it in some other parents in like. When they have seen only a piece and stuff like that, it's really rough
right.
In their eyes. But to us, it was like having fun. And my dad just... my dad didn't say that you have...
Hello?
In a wrestling club, when we went there and we asked, my brother asked, can we come and train here? One guy, he went on his back, and he said, "If you come and sit on top of me, then you can come and train here."
So, did your brother sit on top of you, of the guy?
No, he was like fucking with us.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I had a guy offer that to me one time.
So we went away, and we went to another club, and they took us in because. But we were like, when we went to the competition, we saw racism like everywhere, but not today, not anymore.
Right. So there was people were racist. They didn't want to lose to a Kurd.
Yeah, there are. We were like 12 cousins, and we all have a gold medal in Finnish like champion.
Oh wow!
Wow.
In wrestling. So yeah, we were like killers. And when we went to the competition, everybody got like a medal.
So you guys were the baddest. You guys were going around Finland, you and your 12 cousins, and just fucking shit up.
Yeah, like always.
Always. Okay.
Always.
Like the Amir Khanis were running wrestling in Finland.
Yeah, and the same thing was with the girls.
Okay, oh, you were just...
Nice.
You were getting tons of pussy.
Slaying that Finnish ass.
Oh.
Yeah?
I can make my girl scream right now if you want.
Do it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come. Tu tänne. Tu.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? So, you're Mach Wan's girlfriend? Sort of?
She's
She's just a girl that you're banging?
No. You hit the right spot.
You hit the right spot?
No, she's you know when you wanna get a good job?
Yeah.
Like this application?
Yes.
So she is
she's applying for the job vigorously.
This is like her first day at the job.
So. Okay, so she's auditioning to be your girlfriend right now.
Yeah. No, it's her first. What is it? First day at the job. So.
Okay. So let's. So.
After this day.
And you can make her scream right now.
I don't know. Do you want to scream? I think Adam, she will kill you.
She's gonna kill me. You're the one who just
said. Just set the phone down.
Wait, no. You said you can make a girl scream right now. I said okay. You bring a girl over. She's auditioning for some kind of job. I guess I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. But okay, I'll go with it. And now she's. So let's hear it.
Take your time.
Adam, she yes. is holding a knife on my throat.
Oh, no. I don't want you to die, man. I'm a big fan of your fighting. Okay, tell her
Adam,
to put...
She's holding a knife in my
throat. Tell her to put the knife down. I don't know what the hell goes on in this apartment or house that you live in. Sounds pretty amazing. But let's get back with the interview. Is that cool?
Okay.
Okay, so how many girls do you get... per week.
Adam, yeah. Adam, I swear I have more pussy than you on Skype.
You get more pussy than me on Skype?
Yeah, than you in real life.
Wait, so you just get tons of pussy?
Adam, some things that I say, you can... sometimes I joke... And sometimes it's not a joke, but I don't tell you when I'm joking, so you can decide yourself
right.
when do you want to believe and when you don't want.
Mm, right. You're kind of like a James Bond character. I feel like you're just...
Me?
Yeah, you're very mysterious, but I like it. Okay, so the Amir Khanis were going around Finland, and you guys were just getting tons of girls... Everything. And now since joining the UFC, your life must be just now it must be insane, right? I mean, every day girls just come up to you and they just give you blowjobs. Is that how it works?
Adam, yes. can you train as hard as you want if you run around because of girls? Actually,
right.
When I won my fights,
yes,
I became more hungry.
Right.
I didn't want to see anybody. That's why I was after Berlin fight, next Monday I was in training.
Okay.
But the true thing is that, you know the song, These Hoes Ain't Loyal?
Yes.
I swear, it's a true song because, you know, all my exes, suddenly they want to see me and asking... How am I doing?
Mm.
That's what happens when you blow up.
It's
yeah.
It's so easy to, you know, when you become famous, you know what is the more, like the biggest, what makes girl want to see you?
What's that?
It's not always because you're famous. It's when your name is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's easier to them. To see you because they are not dating a killer or somebody, so they actually know you are like familiar to them.
Right. Mm.
So it's easy to.
Yeah. Now all these chicks are coming out of the woodwork. Same thing happened to me, man. Whenever I'm on TV, all of a sudden hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
These late night booty calls. I'm like, yeah, where were you fucking when I was living in my car? you know, where were you back then? All of a sudden, what are you doing? So, want to come over?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fucking true. It's like that.
Yeah, I went on 3 dates the other day, last week. 3 dates the chick didn't put out. 3 dates. I was like...
Same girl, 3
same
dates?
Same girl. 4 sushi every night. Sushi, sushi,
this
sushi.
This is horrible.
And then finally...
Same girl?
Yeah, same girl. Then I was like, listen, I'm not here to just buy you sushi. I'm not... We don't have to have sex or anything, but I have to just feel like I'm somewhat
like there's something's happening here.
And then she's like, "Well, I'm not that kind of girl." I'm like, "Oh,
you're a free dinner kind of girl."
But hey,
yeah,
this is one true story. After my Stockholm fight,
yes,
I put the Tinder on.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I saw this blonde girl, like really beautiful from the face. She said, do you want to meet me? And she said, yeah, why not? But she had only a picture of face.
Boy. That's not good.
Yeah, but the face was so beautiful, I had to believe that the body is okay too.
Yeah, right. It couldn't be that far afield.
So I went out and I came from training. I went out and I said, we were supposed to meet in front of one store.
Yes.
And then I was across the street and I didn't want to go there because I didn't know how she looks like. So I was sitting next to one restaurant and I said, hey, where are you? She said, I'm here. Where are you? I said, I couldn't lie anymore. So I said, where I am. She said, okay, I'm coming there. She came. She was like at least like 90 kilos.
How many pounds is that, Sean?
It's like Chris Weidman.
Oh, 185 pounds?
Oh,
oh wow. That's a big girl.
So I was in shock, and I didn't know what to say. So I said, do you want to eat something?
Of course she does. So, she's 90 kilos.
I didn't want to walk around in Stockholm with that kind of girl. So next to me was a restaurant. I said, do you want to go here? So nobody can see us. So I had to spend half an hour. I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, that's nice of you. I mean, but sometimes those bigger girls give the best head, honestly. Like,
did she at least have fat girl titties?
I swear you are crazy.
You swear? No, I'm telling you. Because they're like dudes. They don't know when it's going to come again.
Yeah.
So they have to make it
count. They got to perform at the highest level immediately.
Yeah, it's happened. Right. I'm telling you. I've gotten some chicks where I'm like, geez, I thought, if I had any sperm anywhere, it's now out of my body. Like, she got sperm from my toes. That's how hard she sucked.
I had a fat girl suck me through a cocaine limp dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's got impressive.
It took a while too.
Through a cocaine limp dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, have you done Spider-Man to anybody?
No.
What's that?
That's when you come your hand and throw it at their face.
Oh, nice.
I haven't done that.
No. Have you done that?
Man, I am Spider-Man.
That's a standard move.
You don't know what is Spider-Man.
I know what it is. It's when you bust on your hand and you throw it in her face.
Do you know what is dragon?
Well, no. What's a dragon?
When you come, you have to have like really good timing.
Right.
Okay.
So immediately when you come, you put it on deep throat, so everything comes from the nose.
Have you done this to girls? Have they given you the dragon?
No, I don't like dragon.
Oh, you don't like dragon.
Yeah. No, I don't like dragon. Do you do dragon? No, I don't like dragon.
Have you heard of the bad dog? It's Mick Betancourt told me this. It's when you're having sex with a girl doggy style. You pull out, you come on a rug, and you stick it in her face and I go, bad dog, bad dog, bad dog.
That's terrible.
I've never actually done that, but I've just heard it was a move. Now, so as far as
I was waiting that we are talking about the MMA.
Oh, MMA, right. So what do you think of Conor McGregor against Mendez? Who do you think wins that fight?
Conor, definitely.
How?
He's a fucking beast. That's why.
Have you trained with him?
With who?
Conor.
No, you need to ask. Has Conor trained with me?
Has Conor trained with you?
Oh no, he's not on that level yet.
How do you think you would do against Conor?
I would fuck his life off. I would take her. Take him. I would take her on the ground.
He's Spider-Man him.
So you would fuck his...
I would do Spider-Man. I would put him on... I would do ground and pound and bad dog, bad dog. So, I would be all over the place.
You know what? We have Conor McGregor in studio right now. Conor, what do you think about this?
What is this I'm hearing? Talking about Spider-Man and to me, Conor McGregor. You think you're going to do that to me? I'll do it to you I'll do it to you the night before the fight.
So, Conor, you think you could beat Makwan?
Without question. Are you kidding? He can't even qualify to fight me.
Wow. Makwan, what do you think about Conor being in the studio right now? Do you have anything to say to him?
I think he's afraid.
You're
afraid of who?
I'm hoping
some person from Finland.
I really hope that you win against Mendes because I'm coming after you and I don't want that you lose for Mendes. It's not the same thing.
Don't worry. I'll defeat you at the weigh-in. I won't even wait for the fight.
Wow, you're going to fuck him up at the weigh-in.
At the weigh-in. There won't even be a fight. I hope everyone shows up to the weigh-in.
Yes, but what do you think about, I mean, this guy gets...
I will do a Spider-Man to him in a media day.
I'll catch your Spider-Man and I'll turn it into a Wolverine. That's right. Take 3 knives, dip it in the semen, and shove it in your chest.
Wow.
Oh, you think I'm Jose Aldo. I'm far away from that. I'm not that quiet. I'm really hoping that when we are fighting, that will be a war.
It's going to be a war. He says he's going to Spider-Man. You're going to Wolverine him.
I'm going to Wolverine him.
This is some fight. Jesus Christ.
He doesn't have a prayer. A small Catholic prayer.
Wow. Are you going to steal his girlfriend too?
Are you kidding? He can't keep a girlfriend. If he could keep one, I'd steal her.
This is Connor's ex-girlfriend.
Wow, he's banging your ex-girlfriend, Connor. He's banging your ex-girlfriend.
He can have her. She's a dirty whore, and that's why I tossed her to the curb. You want all... Hey, I'll tell you what. You can have all my leftovers. After this, you can go fight Mendez. And then when I'm done with Aldo, you can have him too.
Wow.
Damn. No, this only means that I'm coming after you. I have to start from somewhere, so I'm taking your ex-girlfriend. So
wow.
Then I'm coming for you.
Well, be sure and tell me how my dick tastes. Because I fucked her before I dropped her off at your place.
Hi, this is Gay Jesus. How does your dick taste?
Your ex-girlfriend, she said, finally, I'm having a good sex.
Wow. Damn.
If you think for one moment I care how she feels about it, you're crazy. The only thing is that I get in there and I peck the round. And I usually get off around 8:30.
I think my family have changed the lock.
Wow. Damn, this is some press conference right now. This is crazy. Conor McGregor, Makwan Amirkani.
He couldn't beat me in a snowball fight.
Come on, hey. How many countries they visit to advertise this fight?
It's crazy.
And only thing what Aldo did, he showed middle finger. What I will do to... I will do Spider-Man in front of people to him.
Wow, he's going to come on his hand and throw it in your face, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I will not take the belt. I will come on a belt.
He's going to come on your belt.
You're going to come on my belt? That's not a prayer that's going to happen.
That's crazy. He's going to come on your belt.
He won't have a chance because I'm going to start by breaking his penis. That's the first bone I'm going to break.
Wow. This.
I will come on your microphone too.
This guy's got a lot of cum. Jesus Christ. He's coming on your microphone, on your belt, on your face. How much cum do you have, Makwan?
What do you work at Cinnabon during the day? Making all the frosting.
You need to ask your ex-girlfriend.
Wow. This is Connor, man. He's fucking all your ex-girlfriends. That's nuts.
Hey, I have so many, I don't even know who they are. They don't mean nothing to me. They're just another page on Tinder.
Wow, this has been some call. Listen, Makwan, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man. You're an amazing guest, dude. You're an amazing
Are
guest.
Are you guys in a hurry?
No, not in a hurry. Not at all.
So what is it? What is it?
I'm just saying. So, by the way, who do you like in the Rory McDonald versus Robbie Lawler fight?
Who are they?
Robbie Lawler, he's the champion at 170.
I swear to God, I don't know.
You don't know who these guys are?
I swear on my mom's life. I don't know.
Wow. You don't watch MMA?
No, no.
You only watch when you fight?
Yeah, I'm fighting because I'm fighting for my life. I don't mix. You know, when I wake up, I have only thing I have in my mind is the next fight.
Hmm.
And when I go to sleep, it's a next fight. When I'm sleeping, I'm having a dreaming about my next fight. So now you want me to start following other fighters too?
No, yeah, it's a good point. That's a good point.
I swear. So, since I came to the UFC, I have nothing else that I'm interested in than only my next fight. After next fight, and then I don't know where is the end. And I'm getting better every day, and I'm really excited that first when I came to the UFC, I was just hoping to get one win and just walk away. And end with the victory. And now when I have been in Stockholm training with Mad Dogs and other guys, the difference is so huge that I start to actually believe that I will do Spider-Man to McGregor.
Now, what do you think about? I was trying to explain to Greg about the uniforms. So about how last week they came out with the uniforms. So here's what happened. So the Reebok comes out. They have a fashion show. They line all these champions on thing. It looked like the Hunger Games. I mean, it was like ridiculous. And then they spelled some of the names wrong. They actually put they put instead of Gilbert Melendez, they put Giblert Melendez.
Oh boy.
They put Marcio Leota Machida. They didn't put Matt Hughes. They put Mark Hughes.
What?
Yes.
Now I can say Lyoto Machida. I know him only because I have heard that he actually drink his pee every morning.
He does drink his own urine. Yeah, he thinks it helps him. But
I think his dragon is going crazy.
Yeah. Well, did you see the last fight? His last fight, he got fucked up by Yol.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. That's what's happened if you drink your own urine.
Yeah.
What can you
when
expect?
He sweats, it smells like piss.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
I drink my own pee.
But what do you think about these uniforms?
I'm just waiting for my own. I just want that it's Mayweather's style. There's a lot of gold. It's shiny.
Mm.
There's Spider-Man on the inside.
Actually, they were not that nice when I was looking. Some of these guys, I was expecting to have. It has much more like when they gave us that paper to fill it up. There were so many questions, so I was expecting to have like really not that simple t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean.
I just feel like you guys should be able to wear whatever you want. I just feel like I understand why. Look, if UFC gets offered $80 million by Reebok,
right?
How do you say no? But I still something cool about about it being an individual sport. You know, it's not a team sport; it's an individual sport.
Yeah, and you know, it's you know why it's so bad that. We are getting so. Actually, we are not getting anything from that.
Right.
Isn't it true?
Well, I think certain guys are getting more money.
Yeah,
certain
but
not.
It's not that much what we got like before.
You guys are so fucking underpaid. It's criminal.
What I mean. And what I think that it's bad for the sport and for the UFC because. We should look like a superstar in every country.
Yeah.
We are the guys who are representing UFC. And if we don't look good, then the media is not interested.
No, and then Reebok. And then Reebok, look, Greg, so they have him on stage. They put flexibility. They spelled flexibility wrong. In huge letters. I mean, who's
in charge of this program?
Like, how do you spell flexibility wrong?
How did nobody notice it either? Like, we already made the slide. Forget it.
How do you? I can understand getting a name or two wrong, but flexibility on big letters. I mean, that's who's in charge there?
That's pretty bad.
I don't know. Where is the head base of Reebok? We go there. You can do the dragon, I do Bad Dog and everything to them. It's payback time.
But you know what it is? I really think that people think, Greg, the people at Reebok, I believe, are underestimating the intelligence of MMA fans.
Yeah.
They think it's going to be like maybe they think it's like pro wrestling fans, or that's what they envision pro wrestling fans to be like. I'm not saying pro wrestling fans are like this, but they envision that we're all just going to be so happy. Like they had a patch on their shirt that said, "Wear this Reebok patch to give you finishing power." Or like our finishing abilities. Like,
that's so ridiculous.
Adam, listen.
Like they're selling Lucky Charms or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear that?
What's that? You getting a blowjob right now?
I can't tell you that.
That is
You're getting a blowjob. That's amazing. Hold on.
Hey, Adam.
Oh, my God. Yes.
When you saw my first fight.
Yes.
Why didn't you take me to your show right away?
Well, because you were not following me. You had to follow me. And then once you started following me, then I could connect with you. But
really?
But you're getting a blowjob right now and thinking about me on my show? Shouldn't you be thinking of the girl giving you a blowjob right now?
That's maybe the only thing keeping him from doing the Spider-Man.
Like I said, I will never. You can decide what I'm doing. I'm just giving you tips. And
You're the first guy to ever get a blowjob on the MMA Roast to podcast. You are.
Fuck everybody else. Fuck Peter, fuck Aldo.
You are.
I don't say. Adam, I don't say that I'm a best fighter in the world, but we all know that this is business, and if somebody can take care of business, it's me.
You are a legend.
That is for sure.
You are a legend.
Legend.
I swear they should take that Statue of Freedom away from New York and put the statue of me.
Listen, we got my producer saying we got to wrap it up. There's another podcast coming in at 4 o'clock.
See Tell what? Your producer that I will do Spider-Man.
Sean, he's gonna do a Spider-Man.
He's gonna Spider-Man.
This is our first show back. I am so happy to be back at the Sideshow Network. You are the best guest ever. We are getting you back on. You have carte blanche. We want to have you on every week. You're a fucking amazing dude. You're my new hero. You are my
Adam,
new hero.
Listen, Adam.
Yes.
I'm not coming back until the next fight. I'm going to train now. I'm going to go back on Stockholm to Monday.
Yes.
And the same thing will happen. Nobody will hear about me for a while. So.
Okay.
After my fight, if I win, this Spider-Man, all these things, that's nothing compared to what we are going to do.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. You are the man. We will talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You're brilliant.
Good night, then. Spider-Man, kisses to everybody.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That was amazing.
That was brilliant. he's getting a blowjob, and then he goes, Adam, why didn't you invite me to your show?
Dude, this is the funniest show ever. What other show do UFC fighters get blowjobs
during the interview?
Come on, seriously. Right, Sean? Happy to have us back?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys.
He's going to get Spider-Man.
Listen, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Next week, I will be at Vegas, the V Theater, Planet Hollywood, Wednesday and Thursday night. Go on the website, type MMA, $15 tickets. 15 bucks in Vegas. Pretty fucking good price. Thank you to our sponsors, HempCore, 100% hemp protein, HempCoreStore.com, 100% HempCoreStore.com, 100% hemp protein. Also, Remove It Restoration. If your place has graffiti on it, okay, only one place to go to, RemoveItRestoration.com, as well as American Icon Autographs if you want some cool autographs. Trust me, the guy Sean, he is the fucking man. Not like Amir Khani, but he's still the man. Now, thank you, Chris Holdsworth, for coming on the show. Thank you, Makwan Amirkhani. Jesus Christ. That's
so funny.
Greatest interview of all time.
Yeah.
He is unbelievable.
That just goes to show you, though, that black guys all over the world are getting tons of ass.
But he think he's black?
Didn't he say he was black?
Well, he's like Iranian.
I think in the Finnish world, he's a black guy.
Sure.
Think about that. He is.
Greg, where can people find you?
They can go to the follow me on Twitter at the Greg Wilson, or get on my email list, thegregwilson.com, because all my shows and stuff, I send out little emails about it. So.
Also, donate to my movie, adamhunter.com. Pin the movie. We're almost at $13,000.
That's great.
For Indiegogo, we're going to make it for $100,000. Okay, help me get there. We'll make the best damn movie ever. Thank you, Sideshow. I am so happy back here. Two shows a week. This is awesome. Take care. Have a good night.
Bye.